Max Lennox, a 6'1" point guard, captains Army's basketball team. He has a dependable 18-foot shot, although his playing time has diminished lately. He also has two fathers, but I'm getting ahead of myself. S.L. Price wrote the profile of Max Lennox that appeared in the November 10th edition of Sports Illustrated. He researched Max's beginnings.
Max's birth mother was a crack smoker, an alcoholic from the age of 14, smoking cigarettes during her pregnancy. And Max, when he was born, although he was 7-plus pounds, 21 inches, he had sort of a tenseness in his body that some people take for withdrawal. So right away, he's starting off with a lot of things going against him.
That didn't deter Dave Lennox and Nathan Merrills from endeavoring to adopt Max. Having begun that process, they heard nothing for 2 months. Finally, Dave Lennox got fed up enough to express irritation with the adoption agency Lutheran Family Services.
So I called and left a message for the people saying, okay, here's the thing. I perceive that the reason we're not hearing from you is that you think we might be gay or I might be gay. Well, I am. But we've decided there's going to be a child in our life, and what I need to know now is whether you're a part of it or not. If you are, great, then let's get moving. If you're not, that's fine, but tell us and, you know, save me a ton of money and you a ton of heartache. And that's when she called the, you know, the Monday and said, okay, you'll have a social worker immediately.
So she was just waiting for you to acknowledge that you were gay.
She said, there's no way we're going to place a child in a home with parents who are trying to hide who they are. It's hard enough to raise a kid, you know, under the best of circumstances. You certainly can't take on raising a child if you're not comfortable with who you are.
According to Dave, Max started walking at 9 months and running at 9 months, 2 minutes. Nathan also noticed Max's athleticism.
One of our favorite tales involves the church that we went to at the time. We put him in the nursery one morning under the care of a couple of parents. Both of them, later on, while we were sitting in the sanctuary observing the goings-on of the Sunday service, one door opened on the right-hand side and Warren stuck his head in, and the other door opened on the other side and Vicky stuck her head in. And Dave and I turned to look at each other and we said, they're looking for Max.
They're looking for Max.
And he escaped.
Sure enough, he had gotten out of their eyesight for just a second and had proceeded to let himself out through three of those giant metal doors with the push bars. And he was retrieved by two co-eds from NC State, and he was a well-dressed kid, and they thought, well, maybe he's been to church, so they brought him back into the church.
He was three.
So he was just looking for a co-ed.
Exactly.
He was always trying to pick up chicks from day one.
In his profile of Max Lennox, S.L. Price writes that Max often seemed like the oldest soul in the room. That quality was evident on the night when his high school in Woodson, Virginia, celebrated the seniors on the basketball team, an occasion Dave and Nathan felt might be awkward.
Gone to Max and said, you know, look, this is a public thing, and we get it, and our struggle and our battle about being gay isn't your battle. You don't have to fight that. We're fine if you want to just walk with your sister, and we're not going to feel slighted. We would have, but we told him.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lie. And he immediately just said, no, this is the way it works. You're my family, and I want everyone to be there.
Two knee surgeries that caused Max to miss most of his junior year on the high school basketball team discouraged Maryland, Penn State, Boston University, and the rest of the schools that had been recruiting Max. His senior year was his best ever, but by then, colleges had already filled their rosters. So Max opted for a postgraduate year at a military academy. There, he caught the attention of the basketball coach at Army, which explains how Dave and Nathan found themselves listening as Max and his fellow cadets were welcomed to West Point. Dave remembers one of the high points of that welcoming address.
Once you leave here, you'll be an officer, and young men and women who have joined our Army, who've not had the benefit of a West Point education, are going to be put under your command, and we're not letting you leave here until those young people are safe under your command. And I thought, you idiot, he doesn't even know where his shoes are, you know,
or his car keys.
And to watch how you know, within months, he's transformed into this very mature. He still loses his car keys.
The concerns of Max's fathers were not unjustified. Max struggled academically, retaking two classes and delaying his graduation by a year. Army's basketball team played better than it has in decades, and Max was reelected captain despite averaging just 6 minutes a game last season. S.L. Price was drawn to Max's story in part because it didn't always go according to script.
Look, in a perfect Hollywood world, Max would have gone to West Point, straight A's, captain them to their first appearance in the NCAA tournament ever. But most of us struggle. It isn't always smooth, and it isn't this perfect sort of arc.
And according to Dave, diminished playing time for Max was something else the whole family had to get used to.
He and Nathan and I had kind of gotten used to Max is always on the floor. It got to the point where we weren't watching the game, we were watching Max to you know, is he happy? And he seemed to be. And, you know, even on the sideline, I think you see him and you can see he's working. He's talking to every person that comes off the floor, they're greeted by him. And so it didn't surprise me that the team members thought that he was someone that they wanted to say was their leader.
That Max Lennox should have landed at West Point was ironic. During his high school years, when military recruiting letters arrived, Nathan intercepted them and threw them away. It's fair to say he has adjusted.
But I'm going to go with this new attitude that I have, this new attitude that's been given to me by my son. And I'm going to say that, yeah, it's a great thing. He has taught us so much about the military, and we have so much to be proud of, and we have so much to be thankful for. And we're grateful for the service of the veterans in our country, and we're grateful for the service of our own son.
West Point elected not to make Max available for this story. Though Dave and Nathan have both said Max is glad to have his story told, they back the Academy's decision. They're right, Nathan told me. He's got basketball and academics to worry about. He shouldn't be doing radio interviews. You can link to S.L. Price's full story of Max Lennox at onlyagame.org.